Garrett, I'm here for a test. Force main Joseph, that's the auto pick area. To date, cloudy with a chance of light snow and snow flurries. High to the left northeast. East wind to up to 10 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation 30%. Tonight, cloudy. Warm 20 to 25. Northeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Thursday, partly cloudy. High to the left northeast. Thursday night, cloudy. Warm in the left northeast. Your extended forecast. For Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow or rain. High to the upper 30s. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow. Low to the upper 20s and high to the upper 30s. Sunday, partly cloudy. Low to the upper 20s and high to the upper 30s. At 6 a.m. at St. Joseph, skies were mostly cloudy. The temperature was 28 and the relative humidity 77%. Wind was out of the southeast at 5 miles an hour. The pressure was 30.16 inches and steady. At surrounding locations, skies were cloudy or mostly cloudy. Temperatures were generally in the upper 20s. At Chillicothe, the temperature was 30. West of St. Joseph, skies ranged from cloudy to partly cloudy. The temperature was 20 at Lincoln, 28 at Omaha, and 27 at Manhattan. To the east, at St. Louis, light snow was falling, and the temperature was 33. At Columbia, skies were cloudy, and the temperature was 29. At Kirksville, skies were cloudy, and the temperature was 29. Once again, at 6 a.m. at St. Joseph, skies were mostly cloudy, and the temperature was 28. Warm clouds hung across much of northern and central Missouri overnight, while west central Missouri and eastern Kansas had mostly clear skies. Cold northeast winds helped temperatures to fall into the middle 20s. This is KDC 77 in St. Joseph. In the weather picture today, even though high pressure will be the dominant weather feature at the surface, an upper level disturbance will move from Nebraska into northern Missouri by this evening. This upper level disturbance will bring the chance of some light snow, but no accumulating snow is expected. Once this disturbance moves by tonight, the area should remain dry until the stronger storm system begins to develop on Friday.